Blog Talk Radio.
To another star-studded edition of Keeping It Together with your host, Montavian Mr. Morrow. I'm so happy that you are here with me and that you decided to take some time out of your busy Sunday evening schedule and tune in with me to see what the hell I was going to be talking about this evening. Thank you so much for being a part of what we're trying to do here with the Destiny Empowerment Network. I sure do appreciate you, and I certainly hope that you will find something that I put out over the airways, not only entertaining, but something that will also encourage you to keep it together, to hold your relationships together with your significant other, with your family members, with your children, with the postman, whoever it is that you're trying to relate to. I want you to be able to keep that relationship strong, keep your situationships together, whatever it is that's making you happy. I want to be the person that helps to keep those things together. Before I get started here, I want to go into a couple of few announcements. You know, we have shows here at the Destiny Empowerment Network. I want you to take these posts, put them on your page, get people to listen in. We need this information. The people in our networks need to hear the information that we're putting over the airways here. We have these shows that are designed to help you. I'm coming on the air. This is just my outlet to help people on a massive scale. And this is not just helping you, but it's therapeutic to me. It's all this goodness on the inside of me that I need to get out. And this is my methodology for being able to do that. It's also a good way to let you know how smart I am, so you can pay me to keep your marriages and your relationships together as well. So don't let me fool you. I do like to make money doing what I do, but this part is free. You're getting all this good information for free. Be sure to tune in every Sunday night, 7 o'clock. I'll be here every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, rain, sleet, or snow. We will be here helping you keep it together with your boy, Mister. We also have every Monday night. I want you to take note of this. Every Monday night, you have the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. Every Monday night, the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. This couple is coming in here every Monday night, and they're giving you solid, good, solid information about how to be more successful. Everything from the little bitty things that we tend to miss out on, that we don't think is important. They're giving us all these small steps all the way up to these larger steps. How about marketing and transitioning your businesses? How to work your business while you're taking care of your family? This is a couple that's actually doing this. This is something that they do on a daily business. They remind me it's like a male and a female me, more conservative. They are working businesses and they are taking care of family. and they're putting this information out here for you to get a hold to it. This is the Success Factor. Tune in on the Destiny Empowerment Network every Monday night, 8 o'clock, Ken and Kelsey Gordon. When you get through listening to them, keep your notepad handy, because coming right back at you on Tuesday night, you have the originator of the Destiny Empowerment Network, none other than Miss Sharice Riley, coming with the Business Makeover Edition. That's Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Miss Sharice Riley is going to be coming, and she is teaching you how to take your business from where it is to the next level. If you're currently making $100 a week, she want to get you to making $500 a week, to $1,000 a week, to $2,000 a week. Whatever it is that you're doing, if you have a brick and mortar shop, or you have a multi-level marketing business, or you have a word of mouth business, are you doing hair, are you making t-shirts, are you walking dogs, whatever your business is, she is a business coach, and she will help you and give you the information, the tools that you need. How should you be marketing? What is your demographics that you should be marketing to? We need to know the difference between marketing and promotions. She's helping you with all of these different things and getting your business out to the public and getting it in front of more people. You know, in business, this is a numbers game. If you don't play with the right numbers, then you will never get to where you need to be in business. So you need to listen to this information that she is giving you if you are truly trying to be a business person and be business savvy. One of the best quotes, or one of the truest things that I've heard, and I've heard it all along, but it really resonated with me once I got in this Destiny Empowerment Network, is that your net worth is determined by your network. If you're not networked and connected with the right people, with the right type of people that are goal-driven and that are hungry and are trying to get out here and make it, if you're the only one that's in your circle of influence that's always trying to get out here and get it, you're in the wrong circle. You need to change your circle. That doesn't mean that you need to fire all your friends. They just may not be where you are right now. And if you are really and truly trying to make it work and trying to promote and build your business for the so that your family will be taken care of, so whatever your goals are, to pay off your house, pay off your car, just so you can floss, whatever your reason being, you need to be in the right circles and connected with the right people. It's not going to come and beat down your door. You got to go out there and go get it. So how do you do that? First of all, you go listen to Miss Sharice Riley on the Business Makeover so she can help you get your business made over. Then once you get your business made over, you got to keep your family intact while you're working your business, and all of those things that go along with keeping your business together and holding your family together at the same time. You need to listen in to Ken and Kelsey Gordon, because they're going to help you be successful in that business. I'm trying to help y'all out here. Then when you get through churching all Sunday, when you get through churching, when you get through praising the Lord, you're tired of shouting and dancing, you come home, 7 o'clock, your boy, mister, we're going to wrap it all back up, and we're going to keep you and the missus together. All those other little nitty-bitty things. If you went to church today, somebody said it's the small foxes that destroys the vines. All those small foxes that are destroying your vine that you don't even realize, that jump out at you when it's all but too late and you're sitting in the divorce court already, mister is here to help you with that. Yes, mister, they call me Mr. Morrow. You have to, because that's my name. So look here, you have Mr. Morrow on Sunday at 7 o'clock, and then you have the Success Factor at 8 o'clock on Monday night, and then you have the Business Makeover with Sharice Riley on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We're going to help you out one way or the other if you listen in. And those of you that are listening in by way of the archive, God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We wish you could be able to listen in while it's live, but we appreciate you going on to the archives to get the information any way you can, by any means necessary, baby. Get it how you can get it. So be sure, keep those shows, mark it on your calendar, put it in your phone as an alarm. However you need to get a hold to it and get it, you need to have it. Get this information and hold on to it. Also, by way of special announcements, Mother's Day weekend, I believe that's Mother's Day weekend, there is a play coming to town. And I had to announce this play because it goes along with my whole show and what we're trying to do here. The play is called Love Don't Pay the Bills. I got to let that marinate just for a little bit. Love Don't Pay the Bills. That's going to be here from May 5th through May 10th. That's May 5th, that's Tuesday through May 10th, the Sunday. You need to get your mama nim, get your auntie nim, get your daddy nim, get your uncle nim, get your cousin nim, get all of them. Get them out to this play. We talk about how, you know, there isn't enough entertainment of color that's good and that's actually meaningful and that's saying something and that's having some type of message. But when it does come, we don't support it. Take this opportunity to support this play. Again, it's the May 5th through the 10th at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, the Naomi Brewton main stage. We on the main stage. Clifton Powell, Elise Neal, Toya Wright, Tony Grant, Shirley Murdoch, and El Chico DeBarge are all going to blend a star-studded cast. I might just go just so I can see Clifton Powell. That's Pinky. You know, that's Pinky from Friday. You know, say it again. I might just go to see Pinky so I can see if he's going to do a say it again line for me. But listen, that is going to be May 5th through May 10th, the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster, or you can contact Miss Sharice Walker. This is a different Sharice, not Sharice Riley. It's Sharice Walker. I told them they was going to have to put this down in writing for me, or they was going to be one person, too many Sharices. Sharice Walker, Sharice, C-H-E-R-E-S-E, Walker. You can get her on Facebook. Look her up, and you can get a ticket from her, or you can email her, Sharice Walker, C-H-E-R-E-S-E, Walker, WALKER01 at gmail.com. That's Sharice with a CHERESE WALKER01 at gmail.com. Or you can go on Ticketmaster. That's May 5th through May 10th, Black Academy of Arts and Letters. I'm sure, and the play is called Love Don't Pay the Bills. Baby, I'm a witness to that right there. Love Don't Pay No Bills, because as soon as you get through telling the bill collector how much you love your husband and your wife, your boyfriend and your girlfriend, they still going to say, we coming to cut off all your shit. So love don't pay not nary a bill. So listen, we want to, with all that being said, check out the shows. Get the information. Go tell Mama Nim, Daddy Nim that Mister is on the air right now. Come listen to him. He talking crazy as usual, but he helping. He telling you some stuff you need to hear, and he ain't is straight no chaser. This, you get what you pay for over here. Also, for those that are logged in to Blog Talk Radio, the chat is open. Today's show we are going to be discussing. I got choked up for no reason at all. Y'all going to make me cry. The show we're going to talk about today is we're going to do a part two of what we were discussing on last week about single parenting versus being single and being a parent. As well as we had some questions to come in last week, and we're going to try to get a few of those questions answered within the time frame that we have. Please also, if you have questions and you didn't get to get them in, hit me on Twitter at Mr. Morrow, M-Y-S-T-A-M-O-R-R-O-W, on Twitter, at Mr. Morrow, or get me on Facebook on Keeping It Real. Keeping It Together. Y'all got me messed up because I'm reading all the stuff that's coming up on one of my feeds. And I'm trying to talk at the same time so we don't get dead air. Y'all got me doing too much. I'm a man. We concentrate on one thing at a time. Don't mess me up. So get on Facebook on Keeping It Together, or get me on Twitter at Mr. Morrow, or you can hit me on a text. If you got my number, you special and important. If you had that number, you can get me on a text message, and I will read and try to get your questions answered. Questions, comments, let us know what you think, let us know what you got going on. If we can help you here, then that is definitely what we're going to try to do. this isn't the question portion yet, but this question was so funny that I have to address it right now prior to going back to where we were starting. I'm going to address this question right now. One question came over, says, you're on the show by yourself. Why do you always say we? Is that a mistake, or is there someone else with you? No, I'm here by myself. It's just me. I say we because I have multiple personality disorder, and sometimes I talk to myself because I need expert advice. So I ask myself sometimes. I say self, self say huh. I say, you know, we can help a lot of people with this show, and self say, yeah, we can. And I'll be like, yeah, we going to do that? He'd be like, yeah, we going to do that. And we talk like that from time to time. So, yeah, it's a we. It's just me and myself and I. But, you know, you wouldn't understand that unless you was here. You got to really know me to understand how that works out. So I had to address that question right there. Look, when you're listening to this show, you never know what you're going to get. You just got to come in and sit down and listen and see what's going to happen. You're going to get helped, and you're going to get some information. Praise Jesus. Bless the Lord. Let us go ahead and get on into the show. We're going to pick up where we left off last week with talking about, well, where we left off last week, we were talking about some steps and some key things that you need to know in dealing with your co-parent is what we're going to change. My co-parent decided she didn't want to be called baby mama, and she wasn't going to let nobody call me baby daddy. She didn't like that. She said that was too hood, too ghetto. That didn't fit our scenario. That didn't fit our family. So she said we're going to be co-parents because that's what we do. We parent children. So we're talking about dealing with our co-parents, and if you even have a co-parent, if you have a co-parent that is involved in the life of that child in any way, shape, form, or fashion, if they're helping out, if they're there, if they come into the games, if they pick them up, if they buy them a sucker on Sunday, if they're doing anything and they're being in the lives or they're attempting to be in the life of your child or children, then yes, you have a co-parent, and you are a single person who is a parent. You are not a single parent. You may not get all of the assistance that you would like to get from that other parent, or they may not do all of the things that you would like for them to do or even need for them to do. There are some needs that child has that they need to get from that other parent that they may not be getting. But if they're getting anything, then I'm sorry, baby. Partner, you are not a single parent. You are a parent that's single. You're just looking for another person to boo up with. But you have some sort of assistance at some time from that other parent. And many times it may feel as though you are a single parent because you may be carrying the lion's share of parenting for that child or for those children, but you are still indeed a single person who is a parent. A single parent, someone who is a single parent, that child's mother or father or the other parent is not in the picture. And if you had enough conversations with people who are actually single parents who don't have any help whatsoever or any assistance, or that other parent is not in the life of that child whatsoever, they would tell you how good you have it to have that other parent to do whatever it is that they come and do, and whenever they do it, they will let you know that I wish I had X, Y, and Z. I wish her mama would do this, that, and the other. I wish her daddy would come over here and do what your baby daddy or your baby mama is doing for you. Because they don't have that. They have their kid 24/7, 365 days a year. As a matter of fact, there's some grandmamas and granddaddies out there that wish that the other parent would do more than what they doing, because they feel like they raising a whole nother baby or helping to raise another baby that they didn't get the privilege of helping to make. But that's their grandbaby, and they going to make them. Shout out to all the grandmothers and grandfathers and folks that ain't even grandmoms and grandfathers that's out there helping out, because that's what we should be doing as a community anyway. I know my children have the greatest grandparents on the planet, let me tell it. But if you are, if you do have, and I want to speak just for a second on, and this is where we were going last week, I want to speak for a second on those of you who are not single parents, that you do have a co-parent, regardless of where they are or what they're doing. They're there, and they're trying to do something. One thing that we want to talk about is don't badmouth the other parent to the kid. Do not down talk, badmouth, or placate into the negativity of what is or is not being done by the other parent. Because what that really says is there's still a lot of hostility that you need to get over on your own. That doesn't have anything to do with the child. Whether you do it or the other parent does it, as far as the child is concerned, it still needs to get done. The child doesn't care who does it. If the child is hungry and needs a sandwich, the child doesn't care if you fix the sandwich, if the neighbor fixed the sandwich, if the dog had grew opposable thumbs and got up in the kitchen and fixed that baby a sandwich, the child would not care. But if you are doing for that child, and the whole time that you're doing for that child, you are downing the other parent because they're not there, or they didn't buy the bologna to go on that sandwich and you thought that they should have, you are creating a wedge between the child and that other parent that doesn't necessarily need to be there. Even if I can't buy my children all the things that I want them to have, it doesn't mean that I love them any less. So if that other parent is not there or cannot, or even sometimes you just got a baby with an asshole and they just are not able or unwilling to do whatever it is that's necessary that needs to be done to take care of that child, that child will grow up and learn that on their own. You don't need to sow those seeds of negativity about that parent into that child's head. Anything that you have to say needs to be directed to the other parent, not in front of the child. And I say this because even though my co-parent and I were not in the same house, we work as a team. And don't ever think that we don't get into it. We have some knockdown, drag out, sit on the phone till 2 in the morning, got to talk this thing out until we get it resolved and get everything under wraps. But we're going to talk it out until we get it under wraps. But as far as our children know, mom, dad is cool as a whistle. Our children, if we have a confrontation, it is behind closed doors. It is she's somewhere and I'm somewhere and we on the phone. We've had text battles, email wars, and then we had to get on the phone and say, look, I just couldn't even type all this. Look here, have you lost your ever-loving mind? But never have we got in front of the kids and said, your mama or your dad is a damn fool. You just, oh, I wish, ooh, we should have wore protection. You know, we never do that. We don't do that to our children about that other parent, because no matter what you say, you can't take back that sperm cell that it escaped. It made it. It was a born winner. So you can't do anything about that. The other thing we want to talk about is if the other, so here, don't down talk the other parent to the children. Don't sow those seeds. If anything, talk that other parent up, you know, because that child needs to know that the other parent loves them in spite of what is or is not happening. That is the key. It's not about making the child aware that the other parent is a deadbeat. That's not what it's about. It's about making the child know that you have a collective unit that's there for their support. That's what it's about. So, and moving forward, if the other parent doesn't have the money but wants to see the child, and we see this a lot, the one parent, and I'm going to say this, so y'all can stone me later, and 9 times out of 10, it's the mother who is the parent that the child lives with, and then the father gets some sort of visitation rights. That's mostly how it is. We talked about the numbers last week that it was an 83 or an 87% rate where the mother took care of the child, and you know the fathers were outside of the home. So I'm going to say that now. Y'all stone me later, because I know that I personally know men who are. Who are the custodial parent in these relationships, and they take care of their children, and the mother has visitation. So because I know men like that, I know that there are men out there that are real men taking care of their homes and their children and trying to do right by those children. But the numbers say that it's mostly the women that's taking care, and we know this. Mama's baby, dad is maybe. We know that. The baby is 9 times out of 10 going to be with the mother no matter what. So when I speak and I speak like that, I'm not taking anything away from those men that are stepping up and doing what they need to do. But the numbers, I'm going with the numbers. So, bros, you got major ups from me, because I know what it's like. I understand. But we going with these numbers. So let's just say the mama has the baby, and this is what a lot of times happens, is mama has the baby and daddy haven't paid any child support or hasn't been able to come through and do anything, buy any clothes, or something needed to happen and daddy wasn't able to do it, but daddy want to come see the baby or pick the baby up and take them over to granny's house because there's family in town or something of that nature. And the mama said, you ain't been able to pay no child support. You can't come see this baby. Now, that's trifling. That's trifling. Understand, I do understand that that child has needs, and that father or mother should be there to take care of those needs or to at least help out. But if the other parent does not have the financial means, even if the other parent has the money and just won't give it to you, I know this hard. I know this is a hard pill to swallow. If they have the money and just won't give it to you to take care of the baby, don't stop them from taking time with the baby or with the child. Don't prevent a relationship with the other parent because they won't give you anything. And in most cases, it's because they don't have it. There are some out there, you know, you laid down with the wrong somebody and got a baby by the wrong somebody. They have it and they just stupid and don't want to take care of their responsibilities. Okay, for you, I'm so sorry for you. We gonna pray that you get a good job. Hey, look here. Listen to Ken and Kelsey with the Success Factor. They gonna help you with your life, and listen to Sharice with the Business Makeover. She gonna help you get your. They gonna help you get your money right, and then come back and listen to me. And on your next relationship, we gonna help you with that. But on this one, you just might have laid down with the wrong mofo. You should, you know, We're going to talk about prophylactics on one of these shows, but we can't do anything about that. But if they don't have the money, they're not working, or they don't have skills to work, whatever the case may be, they got laid off. I've been laid off. I know what it is to want to do and not be able to for months at a time and have to scratch and scrape and get everything together that I can possibly get together to feed these babies. I know what that is. But if my co-parent would have said, well, listen, you didn't put enough in on these kids this month, don't think about coming over here and seeing them, or don't think you're going to come and pick them up and do anything with them because you didn't put in on these shoes, or I didn't get any money or anything of that nature. That would have broke me to pieces. If I'm already down, why are you kicking me? Now, not only am I not able to do the things that I want to do for my children, but now I'm also unable to even come and see them and spend any time with them. If time is the only thing that I have to offer my children, let me give it to them. If that man or that woman or that other parent, if all they have is time, let them give that time to that parent. Don't hold the kid away. You can't hold the kid hostage for child support or for money or for whatever. Let them continue to build a relationship with that child, because when it's all said and done, that's really all they have. They're going to grow out of the clothes. They're going to shit out all the food. That insurance is going to run out. It's going to change. Everything else that's monetary will run out. When it's all said and done, that child will not remember so much all of the things that were bought. They'll remember the time that they actually got to spend with their mother and father. So don't hold the child hostage for any of, you know, for any type of monetary things or anything like that. Another point is, base all of your decisions on what's in the best interest of the child. Base all of your decisions on what's in the best interest of the child. When something comes up, instead of thinking about all the things of why you're not in a relationship with the other parent, consider what is best for the child. If you are still holding on to grudges or holding on to the past or holding on to how you were hurt or used or cheated on or whatever those things are, and you allow that hurt to guide the decisions that you make based on this child, then you're hurting the kid, and you're not doing yourself any service by holding on to that mess. None of those things that happen to you can do you any good. They happen, they were bad, you learn, you get over them, and you move on. And I know that's hard to, it's easy for me to say, even being someone who has had to do it, it's easy to say now, but I tell you, damn, it was hard when I was having to do it, because you have children with this person. You're never going to get rid of them. They're going to be there all the time. If there's someone who is trying to be in the life of that child, guess what? You'll never be rid of them. So why not make the best of a bad situation and say, hey, this didn't work. Us did not work out. What you and me had, it didn't go down as we thought it was going to do. But we have this beautiful child or these beautiful children together. Let's raise some productive people and show them what it should have been or what life should be like. Let's partner up together and raise these children the best that we can, instead of raising some little jerks out here with all their drawers hanging off their butt, being disrespectful, not knowing how to treat one another, much less treat each other in relationships, and have us bickering with each other, teaching them how to bicker with whoever they end up with. Let's come together and raise a productive citizen. Let's try that instead of no, you need to pay me $1,000 a month because you're a jerk and I don't want you to be happy. Or no, you can't see the baby because you cheated on me and I want you to be miserable. I hope you die. If you was on fire, I wouldn't piss on you, you no good bastard. No, that's not what you want your child to see. You want your child to think, to know, you want your child to know that you are a team. Regardless of what went on between you, you want your children to know that mama and daddy is a team when it comes to me. If the school call and say, Mr. and Mrs. Morrow, Lil Morrow's up here acting a fool, it doesn't matter which Mr. or Mrs. Morrow that they get a hold to, the kid know that, oh, Lord, the school done called mama or daddy. I don't even know which one it is, but I know my ass is grass because we are a team. They know that if they call, if they speak to me that, they speak to me, my kids know they daddy crazy. So they praying, Jesus, please stop the phone signal, Lord. Knock the tower down with lightning, Jesus. In Jesus' name, the blood. They be at school praying. They got to put the blood on it, because if dad answer the phone and find out you showing your ass in school, I'm going to come up there and put on my clown shoes and put on my nose and my fluffy hair, and I'm going to get down with you. And they know that. And I tell my children, all you have to be is in the right. Don't be disrespectful. Don't get out of line. Don't show your ass. All you have to be is right. If you feel that the teacher is wrong and you're unable to resolve it with the teacher, you come tell me and I'll let you know whether you or the teacher was wrong. And if the teacher was wrong, let daddy or mama take care of the teacher or the principal or the whatever, whoever the grown-up is. That's what we're here for. Either one of us. And they know that they have parents that got their back. That is what this whole parenting thing is about, supporting that child however you can do it. Let me move on from there because I preached for a while on that just by itself. So base all of your decisions on what is in the best interest of the child, not you. So one of the main questions that we always get that I have to say something to is child support. So we always talk about child support. Well, what's enough child support? Well, I don't get enough child support. These men think they paying doing me a big favor by paying me this money. They ain't doing nothing. That don't do nothing. You can't raise no baby with this little money. Well, my mother didn't get any child support from me until I was 13 years old, and then she only got $125. That lasted a whole 5 years. Of course, we know $125 don't raise no kid. It damn sure doesn't take care of the 13 years prior to that. My mother never badmouthed my father to me. We talked about this last week. She never badmouthed my father to me, and she never kept me from him, nor my father's or my paternal family. As a matter of fact, I spent all of my summers with my father's grandparents and parents. This is how I got to where I am right now. So, child support. Let's talk about it. We want to break this down. I want to take a couple of minutes and break this child support thing down before we go into the other segment of our show and get into the questions. So, when we're looking at child support, what's real and what should it be and what should it not be? If you're a person that takes care of your kid 24/7, then you know that it takes some finance, it takes some money to take care of a kid. We know this. So if I'm single, and this is how we have to look at it when we're looking at how child support is or maybe should be calculated. If I'm a single person, I can go and get a one-bedroom apartment or a small home or condo or something of that nature. So because now that I have a child, I now have to get a two-bedroom or get a secondary bedroom for that child. So the difference in cost between a one-bedroom and a two-bedroom is anywhere depending on your level. Now, if you over here in Highland Park somewhere, you know, okay, you going all the way out. We're talking about we're doing things on the broke level. Let me just say it like that. We're doing things down here on the level where, you know, if I lose $5, I'm mad level. You know, I'm in the McDonald's and the Jack in the Box line, and they talking about upsizing it, and I'm thinking about, well, if I upsize it, I'm not going to make have enough of this light bill. We on that level. So we're going to have to bring this down. We're not talking about Highland Park living. So if I'm single, as a single man, I can live in a one-bedroom apartment and be perfectly happy. It has everything that I need. As a single person with a child, now I need at least a two-bedroom, just talking one kid. I need a two-bedroom. The difference in price between a one-bedroom and a two-bedroom on a median income level of apartment that we're looking at is about between $100 and $150. So that is an added expense right there. Just to live, to have the child with me, it's an added expense of about $100 to $150. So to feed this child, and I'm talking about feeding them. I'm not talking about taking them to Whataburger, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, and all these other fast food joints every time they get hungry. We talking about I got to come home and cook and get them a lunch or this, that, and the other. So to feed a kid and you cooking, it's going to cost you, again, between $100 to $150. And we're talking now when it gets to teenagerish, you know, because I do have a 16-year-old kid. So when you get to teenagers, it's probably going to cost you a little bit more. But again, we're going to be conservative and we're going to say for a kid, it's going to cost you about $100 to $150 to feed that kid for the month. I've done this, so I know that it can be done. You know, you get a couple of sticks of ground meat, a few chickens, and some rice, some beans, some things. You get some packages of lunch meat, some bread, some milk, some cereal, some oatmeal. You know, you can get it done. Trust me. The electric bill on a one-bedroom is going to run you about $100. If you're in Garland, it might run you a little more, but when you add another bedroom onto it, you're going to probably be about $150. So you split that in two, and keeping in mind that there are commons areas that also have to have electric in those two, you're going to be, let's say you split that. So for that kid's portion, we're going to say about $75, probably on the high end there. But let's just be, we're still conservative, but on the high end. So about $75. Clothes. You know good and hell well you don't buy clothes for that kid every month. It doesn't happen. You're not buying clothes for the kid every month. Why? Because, hell, it takes them more than a month to grow out of them. But let's just say you spend, most people do not, but let's just say that you do spend roundabouts of about $1,000 a year on the child for clothing. That's still, you know, kind of conservative. Some of y'all look at me, $1,000? Well, hell, y'all buying all these, I don't know what the hell y'all doing it for, but you'll go out and buy $150 pair of shoes for a 9-10-year-old kid like they going to play for the Mavericks or some damn body. And they barely just started walking. They ain't been walking long enough to have $110 pair of shoes, but you do it like you up like that. But let me back up off of that. So let's just say you spend that much in a year, so that averages out to about, we're going to average it down and say $80 a month for clothes. Conservatively, we're going to say $80 a month. And then we talk about incidentals. That's your laundry detergent, shampoo and conditioner, soap, toothpaste, toilet paper, you know, things of this nature that you have to buy for the child to keep the kid clean, to keep them upkept and things of that nature. And then the damn insurance. Somebody got to have a kid on, and now it's a law that you got to have a kid insurance. Now you got to put the kid on insurance. So the kid has to be insured. In order to put the kid, if it's just me as a single person, most jobs will, they pay your insurance when you're single, when it's just you. Hopefully, if you got a good job with benefits. Others, it's anywhere from $300 to $400 to have a single person and the family, whether that be one kid or 50 kids. It's you and all your kids. It's you and the family. It jumps from nothing to $300 to $400. Insurance costs are high as giraffe ass these days. So if we add all of this up together And I'm going to add up all the low end. So we going 300 on insurance. We said 40 on incidentals. We did 80 on clothes. We said $75 for the child's part of the electric. And then on the low end, we're saying another $200 for room and food, because the custodial parent has to take care of that because the child lives with them. So right there, we had $695 a month to take care of that child. So what is child support? Child support is $695 divided by two. So we're looking at really $347.50 a month, because whoever is not the custodial parent is paying for their 23 chromosomes that they gave to make that child. So it's actually, even though you are the custodial parent, you still have to put in your part of the support of the child. The child lives with you, but that does not negate the fact that you still have to pay for the child. Child support is just that. It's the other parent's support of that child. They have to kick in their half to take care of that baby, but you have to kick in your half to take care of the baby as well. It's not that the parent is punished because they're not in the home, so they got to take care of the baby by themselves, and you just have to have the child, or the child just has or gets to be with you. No, you have to put in your monetary support as well. Now, if you want to negate all of that, if you want to knock all of that out, then what would need to happen is that you would do what's called split custody. And what that means is the child spends half the time with one parent and the other half of the time with the other parent. So wherever the child is, he's eating, sleeping. I got to have, and this is what my co-parent and I have, which works out wonderfully, because when one of the kids is sick and somebody got to be off work, well, who is the kid with? The kid is, well, the kid with you. I guess you off tomorrow taking care of this baby. Yeah, or the kid is with me. Oh, I got to call in. Now, what you want is to have such a relationship with your co-parent to be able to say, hey, I have a really important meeting tomorrow morning. The baby is sick, not going to school, or they got sick and called. I had to go pick them up today. They can't go tomorrow because they can't come back to school within 24 hours of having a fever. So, hey, can you watch them till I get out of this meeting? You know, you need to have that teamwork is what you would want, because and doing it this way has given me the insight on what single parents go through 24/7, 365 days a year. Anytime something goes on with that child, you got to be there, and there's nobody else but you. So you want any type of parenting you can get from that other child from that other parent. Hey, get that. Build that relationship. Get that support. Whatever that support is, get it. Because sooner or later, you may need it, and you want it to be there. But as far as the monetary value goes, when they're here with me, I feed them, I clothe them. We take care of everything else. We split it. Hey, it's going to cost $500 to get the girls' school clothes, another $500 to get the boys' school clothes. You got your five? Yeah, I got my five. You got your five? Yeah, I got my five. Then we can go next weekend and take care of all their school clothes. Or you got your five? Yeah, I got mine. I ain't got my five yet. Can we wait 2 weeks? All right, we're going to wait 2 weeks. Or I'll take care of it and you get me back in 2 weeks when you get your five. That is the level of teamwork that you want to have in raising your kids. Because it didn't work out with you too, that's neither here nor there. But as it stands, we're not going to deal with the past. We're going to deal with the present so we can ensure our future. That is what keeping it together is all about. So I know y'all going to be mad about this whole monetary situation, because there's a lot of folk out there right now going, oh, hell no, he's supposed to pay all of that, or she's supposed to do all of that. You're going to be dropping no babies out? No. Get over yourself. that is not what that's all about. Just because they're not there doesn't mean that they have the 100% of the financial obligation. It just means that they need to kick in, because half the time when they do that little monetary thing and they kick in that extra money, or they kick in what the people or what the state have told them to pay, they actually cut the kid short of what the kid could be getting out of that parent were they to just come and support the child as a parent. So I need to stop and get some more spit. I done almost talked the whole time. This is a song for all you, for the men and the women that's going out here and getting it. I'm going to play this song right quick. You listen to the words, you'll be able to get what I'm talking about.
I woke up this morning, tied my boots up, cause I knew it was gonna be a long day. Tied my truck up, grabbed my coffee, kissed my baby, got on my way. Cause I'm working till it's hurting, and that's the only way to make it out if they pay. So I'm working even when it's hurting, and that's the only way to make it out if they pay. Yeah, I'm up early with the birdies, ready to get dirty. This ain't a song for you if you asleep at 7:30. I rise like the sun on the bag of the pines, at full throttle in the bottle like that homemade shine. I'm just trying to make a living, boss man tripping, my overtime strong, I don't pay him no attention. Money in the mason jar, country boy pitching, old lady, three kids, take a lot to fill the kitchen. Fingernails dirty, my back stay hurting, you can bet I got a plan for every penny that I'm earning. I ain't asking for a raise, but I know the boss hurt me. Nobody on this job site's working like I'm working, 30 below to 100 degrees, and you ain't pushing hard enough if your hands don't bleed. I'm the first to clock in and the last to leave, and I ain't never had a problem rolling up my sleeves.
Up this morning, tie my boots up, cause I knew it gonna be a long day. Tie my truck up, grab my coffee, kiss my baby, got on my way. Cause I'm working till it's hurting, and that's the only way to make it out if they pay. So I'm working even when it's hurting, and that's the only way to make it out if they pay.
I'm out the door by sun up, focused on the come up. We never sleep in, that ain't how we was brought up. I push it to the limit when the money gets low, and been known to work past when the plan whistle blows. Paycheck feeling like a lottery ticket, I might save a couple bucks if my kids don't spend it. Don't matter, cause I love it every day of my life. Spend more time on the clock than I do with my wife. State to state, never late, putting miles on the road. Drop it off, fill it up, get me to my next load. Call my old lady, let her know I'll be late, and I ain't worried cause I know that she gon' save me a plate. I told you 30 below to 100 degrees, and you ain't pushing hard enough if your hands don't bleed. I'm the first to clock in and the last to leave, and I ain't never had a problem rolling up my sleeves.
This morning, tie my boots up, cause I knew it gon' be a long day. Tie my truck up, grab my coffee, kiss my baby, got on my way. Cause I'm working till it's hurting, and that's the only way to make it out if they pay. So I'm working even when it's hurting, and that's the only way to make it out if they pay.
Am I back? There you go. Okay, it took a minute for it to get back with me right there. All right, we're back. We're live on the air. I had to take a little bit of hydration, get some spit back in my mouth. We almost went through this whole show before we even took the first break. See how I get passionate about what I got going on around here, especially about being men and being children. I hope y'all felt that jam right there, because those of you that got to get up in the morning and get to work, you can understand that, getting on the grind. But listen, we're obviously not going to have time to even get to these questions that we had here. We're going to have to push this off to next week's show. But I will at least talk about the questions that I did get in and what they're going to be. One of the questions was, well, the first question that I got in was, this is a doozy, was, should my mate, what did she say? Should my mate allow me access to their cell phone? Should my mate allow me access to their cell phone? Should I be able to go through Boo's phone? Yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that. Question number two was, do step-parents have the right to administer corporal punishment? Do step-parents have the right to beat my child's ass? You step-daddy, step-mama, does step-mama, step-daddy have the right to whoop somebody? That's another question. We're going to have to talk about this. Should my mate be allowed to go through my phone, have access to go through all my text messages, my emails, go all up on my Twitter page, writing his stuff, see all the pictures and all that? And should stepmama, stepdaddy be able to whoop the kids? What was the third? Third question was, which I thought was a wonderful question, especially tying into what we were just talking about, was how do you allow the co-parent or the other parent time with their child when they still have a thing for you and make unwanted advances? Okay, so what I gathered out of that is you have the other parent is not in the home and you have the child and you want to make the child available to be with the other parent, but the other parent is not so much interested in spending time with the child as they are spending time with you. Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one. We're going to come back and get that one next week, too. I hope y'all mouths are watering. Mine's kind of salivating, too. Here's another one. How do I start to... this was a good one. I knew y'all was going to ask me this with your nasty ass. You got to ask me all these nasty, filthy, McNasty questions, but I'm going to answer them too, because that's who I am and that's what I do. I love you. I appreciate you answering these questions. How do I start to train my man how to please me in the bedroom without damaging his ego? Signed, Ready to Cheat. y'all need to stop it. How do I start to train my man how to please me in the bedroom without damaging his ego? You're going to have to wait one more week to get that answer, but I'm going to help you out. You can hold out one more week. Fake about 2-3 more orgasms this week, and Mr. going to help you out. Mr. Morrow going to be in the building next Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel. We're going to answer each and every one of these questions. Be sure to contact your friends, your family, your people. Get them online. Get them on the Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tuesday night, the Business Makeover with Sharice Riley at 6 o'clock. Don't forget the play May 5th through May 10th at the Dallas Academy of Arts and the Black Academy of Arts and Letters will be down May 5th through May 10th. The name of the play was Love Don't Pay No Bills. I need to check that out. Y'all might see your boy up in there if I find a sitter for these kids, because it's my week. But listen, it's been a joy having you. Go on and listen to the archives of these shows. If you're listening by archive, God bless you. God keep you. Call your co-parents. Say, hey, call them and tell them, hey, I'm sorry for whatever went down before. We going to do better. Let's try to do better to raise these children. And even though we're not in the same home, we're going to work together as a team to get these kids raised. Find that loved one, your significant other, your man, your woman. Go up and hug them real tight. Kiss them real hard and tell them you love them and let them know how you feel about them. Hug them up, grab them, and touch them in their bad places and tell them you so sexy and I love you so much, and then just walk off and leave them standing there. I'm so glad that you joined us. See you next week. Peace out. Y'all do better.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Defined, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.